Okay, today is Daf Tezayin. We'll learn today's Daf. Today's Daf this week is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daska, Lezecha Nishmas Rachel Bas Yitzchak Moshe. The Shabbos should have an Aliyah. Okay, we are on Tezayin. We are on the top by the Amar Mar, the second line. So Amar Mar, the Gemara is now going to talk about a few statements that we made yesterday. The first one being, Hashochi Gemuchni, someone who shechs. It does perform shchita, or shchita is performed through some sort of wheel, some sort of machine. Basically, it seems to be a wheel that has a knife attached to it, and the bus go round and round, and as it goes around, it shechs. So, Amar Mahar shochet b'muchni, if you shecht with this muchni, shchita so kashera. The shchita is kasher. The Gemara says, wait a second, Vatanya, we learned that different brisa, shchita so psula. Pretty big stira. One says it's kasher, one says it's pasul. The Gemara gives two answers to explain the stira. Answer number one, Lokasha ha bisarna de pachra, laha de sarna de maya. Sarna de pachra seems to be like a potter's wheel, which the way the wheel turned, it used human force.
Right.
You had to crank it. You had to turn it. You turn it, so it's your koach. It's your power that's turning it, and therefore the shchita is good. Rashi says, Sarna de parcha, galgal, a wheel, shall yotzim shall cheres, so the potters. Vihishle muchni, and they have some muchni, shemagagni bokisha, chokke mesakli. I don't know if you see, the thing spins around, you know, to make the pottery. Right, so parcha is cheres, fine. And he says, what? He says, Sarna de parcha, Rashi says, shkitaso kasher, shodom megalgalo. It's a person who's switching it. That's where it's kosher. Vaha, the brisa that says the shchita is psula is b'sarin d'maya. It's like hydraulics. It's brought about by the rush of the water. The water pushes in, and the water is what causes, it's the water power that causes it to move. Right? Rashi says d'maya, shchita so psula, shehamaya megalgalim so. The water spins it around. And the ain't shchita zemi koach adam. And the shchita is not coming about from the force of a human. Utnana kaman, and we'll see on Daf Lamed Aleph, Nafla v'shchata shkitaso psula. Let's say an animal is walking in the street, falls, and it happens to get shechted, you know, appropriately. It falls on the knife, and the shchita happens. It's no good. The exib, because the pasuk says, v'zavachta v'achalta. You have to be zoveach it, and then you can eat it. Masha ata zoveach ata ochal. So here, if the case is where it's being powered by the water, that is not a kasher shchita. V'ivais eim. What? A robot's not, is a robot a person? I don't think so. So a robot's a person, not a person. I would say it's a puzzle. The Evi's Ema, or you can say, another way to answer it is Haba Haba Sarna Damaya. Both of them are talking about a water powered wheel. Velo Kasha, Ha, the one that says it's Kasha is Bekolach Rishon. It's talking about the first power. See what that means? Baha Bekolach Sheni, the one that says it's possible is talking about the second power. What's Kolach Rishon? What's Kolach Sheni? So let's go to Rashi. Bekolach Rishon, Miyad. What happens is the water is standing, water is behind a dam, it's behind something, it's being blocked, and what you do is you open up the door and you release the water to come through. So that upon that first release, Rashi says, on the first time that it spins around, that's Mikoch Adam, because the water is coming about because the person removed the daf. But after it goes around once, Rashi says once or twice, and Rashi says, after it goes around once or twice, that's no longer considered koach rishon. It's a little more taken away. It's a little more removed from the koach of the adam, and therefore that would be pasul. Koach rishon would be kasher. Koach sheni is right. The koach sheni is pasul. So. I'm not sure I didn't follow.
He made it.
What's it?
He let the water in.
Right, but then the water in. Okay, but still, it's removed. It's grama. It's only grama. It's not his kalach anymore. It's not associated or defined as being his complete action. The Gemara is making a distinction between the first time that water comes out, the water that comes out directly after he removes the barrier, to the water that continues to flow afterwards. This has the tremendous nafkaminos when it comes to a lot of things that require a koach, right? The main discussion about this is when it comes to matzah, when it comes to the machine matzah, right? How that goes, because you need lishma, it has to be a seal lishma, and with machine matzah, you press the button. So when the first time you press the button, okay, so maybe that's your koach.
Right.
If you press the button once and it continues making, the machine keeps going over and over and over again throughout the day. So that's the discussion about about Koach Adam. Tosos brings down a case also in a similar case in Sanhedrin, where you take the guy, you tie him up, you leave him in a place, and then the water comes and drowns him. So are you chayev or not, depending on where you placed him, was the water already on the way there? So these are things called, these become grumma issues, and if they become grumma, it's not direct koach, then maybe it does not associate, it's not defined as being the action of the individual. Where else is it? It's your koach rishon, then it's mezavachta. Yes, it is. Koach rishon. That's the Gemara says. Okay. So, v'chiha, so the Gemara brings, the Amar Rapapa says, Haiman, this is the same case, Haiman de kafti lechavre, somebody ties up his friend, but ashkule bitka demayu mace, and he opens up the reservoir of water, and the water rushing out kills him. Chayev, he's chayev. The Gemara says, my time, what's the reason it's chayev? Giri didehu, the ahanive, it's like he shot the arrows. He opened the dam, he let the water out, it's his arrows. Bahani mili, and all that is bekoach rishon. That's only by the Koach Rishon. By the Koach Sheni, then Grom be'amahu. He would be pater. He wouldn't be such a good guy. Whatever we do to him. But he wouldn't necessarily be Chayav Misa. But here Rashi defines Koach Rishon and Koach Sheni differently. Look at Rashi. He says, Koach Rishon, he says, Sakashru somach l'svasamayim. He tied him up near the edge of the water. V'kevon shenokav nekev b'svasamayim miyad bo amayim l'piv. Right, so the water opens up. It goes right, you open up the water, goes right into his mouth. Aba b'Koach Sheni, Shekasu birachok v'amayim cholchusham. He said it's all the way distant. It seems to be two different definitions that he gave. Koach Rishon and Koach Sheni. Right? Alpha pishu nekev hanekev hifnu l'sham pater the grum v'amu. At that point in time, it becomes removed. It's not defined. It says direct action becomes grum, and he wouldn't be chayiv misa. Okay. Next.
This is why we can use time as switches on Shabbos.
So could be that also can be that you're not. It's not. It could be. Moshe says you can't, but. It could be. There are a lot of the actions, activities come about. All these things, you try to make it, a lot of the gramophones, all those things, they work about these things, that they come out of the way. It's not your koach rishon. Yosef Rav Achore the Rabbi Chia. So Rav sat behind Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia kamei de Rabbi. And Rabbi was giving the shear. So Rabbi Chia is more, Rav is the first generation of Mora. Rebbe is really like the last generation of Tanaim, and Chia is one the generation that straddles between the Amoraim and the Tanaim. So this is at a very transitive point in our history. So Yosef Rabba Chared Rabbi Chia, and Rabbi Chia came to Rebbe. For Yosef Rebbe Kamar, Rebbe got up and he gave a drasha. Teminayim l'shchita shehi b'talush. How do we know? What we discussed next yesterday. How do we know that shchita has to be done with something that is detached? It can't be done with something that is attached. Shereemar, he quotes the pasuk by Avram Avinu. Pasuk says, "Vayikach es hamacheles l'shchot." He took the macheles. When he lifted up, he took the macheles to shech it. He went before he went to Har Moriah. He went to his bag and he took the knife. And he took the knife to go shech. So Amar le Rav Rabbi Chia. So Rav says to Rabbi Chia, "Maika Amar." What did Rabbi just say? No, there's two ways they didn't say it. Either he didn't hear, he wasn't paying attention, or he's like, "What does that mean? Why is that right?" So Amar le, so Rabbi Chia says back to him. Vav diksiv ufta de kamar. He said nothing. He said a vav written on the bark of a tree. If you ever try to write on a tree or something that or sandpaper or something like that, it's not going to be straight. You can hit something and it's granular and the letter is going to skip. It's not smooth. What he said wasn't really smooth. So Gemara says the hakra kamar. We're talking about. He quoted a pasuk. So Rav Chia says kra that pasuk ziruzusei da Avram kamash malan. It's already telling us that Avram was zaris, that he has alacrity, he took the knife because he didn't want to wait. Maybe he wouldn't find something up on top of the mountain to use, so he made sure he had the knife. And Rashi says first wide line, mid-sized line. Kraz Yerusei the Avram Kamashlan Shechosh. He was concerned. V'nizar Shema Lo Yimutza Tzur. Right. V'afilu Mechuber V'hevi Yimol Machelas. He was concerned he wouldn't find a sharp rock up there to shecht. So if he brought it along with him. It doesn't teach us that you have to have. So the Maritz Chayis asks, and like, what are you learning halacha and Avram Avinu for? You can't. It's before Matan Torah. How can you learn to hold to do? But that's what Maritz Chayis says. How can you do that? Tosos asks a different question. He says, what are you talking about? We've used this pasuk to learn something else from it. Tosos says, in Tomar, v'hai hakra b'kachim ksiv. We learned this out because it says to bring up as an ola. So we see that Yitzhak is an Ola, and we use this pasuk to learn our rules when it comes to kachim, right? The perigatodo, we saw perigdam chatos, nafkulam ehacha, the kachim to unim kli. We see if you made a kutchim in order to shek, you need a kli. You need a knife. You can't use a reed. You can't use, you can. But you can't use something. You have to use a kli. So I give the answer. So Rishash and the answer to Maritz Chai is, wait a second, Maritz Chai said you can't learn from Avrahino before Matan Torah. So how did that Tosfos and how did that Gemara learn that you need a kli? So he said, well, when it comes to Shechita, when it comes to Kachim, during those times, people were Shechting Karbanos. So what's the difference before or after? You can learn.
They
brought Karbanos. So Mincha, you don't. So you're learning Yatta. You have to need a Klisharis to Shech the Pertin, Shech the Nola. Right? We learned that twice already, I think. Right? Menachem Stafei Biz and Zvachem Daf Tzadi Zayin, Tosfos quotes. But when it comes to learning whether or not your Shechita has to be with Mechuba or Talush, that you can't learn from. You say Emechanami. Gemara rejects it. Gemara rejected Rebbe's learning. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava says. Now Rava's going to go through a few dinim regarding the following issue. There's a difference in these three issues between something that's tolished, which means it's detached, and something that's mechubar that is attached. What about something that was detached and then reattached? It's tolished ulasof chibro. So Amar Rava. Pshitali. Clear to me, I understand that talush l'sol chibru le'inyan avodi kachofim have talush. Something that is detached and then reattached, l'gabe the halachas avodah zarah, is considered detached and therefore is not asur bahana. When someone worships avodah zarah, to make something asur bahana, only if the thing is attached. If the thing is attached, like a mountain, or you cannot make it avodah zarah. What Rashi?
Why in the
Shira? Rashi says l'inyan avodas kochavim. When it comes to avodas kochavim, the kaimalon. Gemara says in avodah zarah daf nam hey on base ha'ovet es haharim. If you worship the mountains, einan ne'asarim. It's not aser. Haharim bekach einan ne'asarim haharim bekach. The mountains don't become aser. The ksiv es eloheim alaharim. Only those things that are on the mountains below haharim below. Haharim Eloheim, not the mountains that become the gods. You can't master them. Hani mili har de mechuber meikaro. That means something that is attached from its outset. Aval tolosh ulusof chibru, right? About something that was detached and then you put it back together. Umishe chibru avdu, and then you worshipped it when it gets reattached. Nezar mishum lo yidbak biyadcha. Then that becomes aser. The asher tree, I believe, is planted most of the time, so it's not something that's by nature. From whatever,
mechuber. What do you mean? A tree is mechuber until it detaches.
But something had to be planted there. It grew. It's not the mountain.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. Apparently, it does. I don't know. So just reading.
Mechuber, it's not. I mean, the tree is mechuber. You cannot use for a sukkah.
Correct.
So you use it in a shir, right? It becomes
no. So that's so it's it was talush and then mesof mechuber. Yeah. So when it comes to the sukkah, it's attached. When it comes to the avodah zarah, it had to be something that was always attached. It's different rules for different concepts.
And a
shir may be an exception also. I don't know for sure. What? Right. Okay. So he says when it comes to avodah zarah. He's right to Amar Mar, because he quoted that says, Hamishtach v'lebayi shalo, if you bow down to your house, asaro, it's aser. Well, a house is also attached to the ground. You use foundation, it's attached to the ground. The Isak adaitach havi mechubar, if you think something that's detached and then reattached is considered mechubar legabe avodah zarah, then why would the house be aser? It must be that it's not aser. It must be that it's not considered mechubar. And we learn that from the pasuk. Eloheim alaharim, velo aharim eloheim. So therefore, you see something when it comes to avodah zarah, something that was detached and then reattached, it's considered as still being detached. And therefore, if you bow down to it, it makes it aser. Now, l'inyan hechsher zrayim tanahi. When it comes to hechsher zrayim, that's a machlokas tanahim. What is hechsher zrayim? So again, hechsher zrayim is Rashi quotes. Rashi says. Hechsher zrayim tanayu ihavi mechubar ihavi talosh. It's a machlokas. So now, in order to make foodstuffs susceptible to mekabel tuma, they have to become wet with one of the shiva, the yachal kadam, one of the seven liquids. That only applies if the item is detached. If the item is attached to the ground, it's not susceptible to mekabel tuma. Even if it gets the stam rain falls on your wheat, they're not susceptible to mekabel tuma unless you really want it. Whatever, there's chiyutan, the chiyetan. So what happens here is that We have a going to see a machlokas tanaim as follows. The Tanan Mishnah Maseches Machshirim. Hakofef ka'ara al hakosel b'shvil shetudach hareze b'chi yutan. If you turn over a bowl, right, you put it over a bowl on the wall, right, in order to clean the bowl. So you want this water to come down. So you, in order to clean the bowl, hareze b'chi yutan. And what happens is, I guess, the water hits the bowl and then drips off the bowl onto items, right, I guess, and falls onto thing. Sorry? To the produce, that's those things are now susceptible to kabbal tumah because you wanted the water. Areze b'chi yutan. But b'shvil shelo yilke hakosel. But if you just put something on it in order to protect the wall, you don't want the wall to get wet. So then eino b'chi yutan. That is not in b'chi yutan. So let's look at Rashi before we get into the thing. It's a pretty long Rashi. We'll try to pull out. He says, "Min hechshes zraim tanahit." It's like five lines before they get really wide. One, two, maybe six. I have mechubar, I have tolish. Di I ach shivinu l'gishamim b'riditzad. Mutzara shum davar acher, shum davar. If you had machshava for the water, you wanted the water that's running coming down for anything. The achar kach naflu peros l'sochan, and then the peros fall into that water. Afal pi shelo yada kishahukshiru ostam a peros. Even if you didn't know when it happened, v'lo nichalu b'hai hechshar havi mechshar. Even though you didn't really want that. You still, they're still mokshar because you wanted the water, right? You wanted that water. The Tanab the Masecha, the Tchilas Masechas Machshirin, the first Mishnah in Machshirin, Kol Mashke Shetchilasal LeRatzon. Any liquid that in the outset you want it, Afal Pishen Sofol LeRatzon. Even though in the end you don't want it, Machshir, it's Machshir. Vahani Mili Ki Achshivin, and I guess this our case Ki Achshivay BiYiridasal, no, Ki Achshivay Ridasal LeTzorik Davar Talosh. It's only when you want it to fall for the purpose of something that's detached. But if it's, you want the water to fall to get wet, get something that's attached, then that water cannot be machshir because heksher for the kabbal tumah only applies if something is detached. Okay, that's the most important part. Halchitani b'toros kohanim. If you go to the second to last line of the Rashi, of Alach Shivinu Tzorot Tosh Machshirim, Tzorot Loma Shumukumukimim, fine. So the Gemara, so you see over here, so if you had in mind for something to detached, which was the Ka'ara, they are Machshir, the produce that falls into the water afterwards, if you had in mind the water to protect the wall, which is seemingly attached, it's not something that's to be Machshir Mechabal Tumah. The Gemara says, wait a second, Hagufa Kasha. The Diyuk from either statement of this Mishnah is contradictory. Why? Amarta b'shvil shetudach. You say if you want to the water to clean the kli, hareze b'chiyutan. Then that is considered chiyutan. Ha, the diuk is, b'shvil sheyudach hakotel, to wash the wall, then it would be einze b'chiyutan. It wouldn't be b'chiyutan, meaning the diuk is that the wall is considered attached. B'hadertani, then the Sefer says, b'shvil shelo yilke hakotel einze b'chiyutan. Only if you're doing it to protect the, meaning you don't want the wall at all, you're doing it to protect the wall, that's not b'chiyutan. The diuk is, but b'shvil sheyudach hakotel, in order to clean the wall, that would be b'chiyutan. That would be b'chiyutan. You see there that the wall is considered, could be considered attached. What's a wall? A wall is something that took stones, I build it, it's detached, and now it's attached. It's talush usof mechubar. And we have a machlokus based on the diyukim in this Mishnah, whether the wall, which is talush usof mechubar, is considered mechubar. If it's considered mechubar, then it's not b'chiyutan. If it's not mechubar, it is b'chiyutan. And there, right, if it's not mechubar, it is b'chiyutan.
It's not like the produce is attached, not like the wall.
Both. Let's read the case again. Hakof ka'ara al kotel. We're not even talking about. We're just talking about whether the water itself can now make something else mukshal kabbal tumah.
Right.
If it falls on something that's attached, it cannot be used to mukshal something. If it falls on something that's detached, it can be used to mukshal something. So what's this wall? The diuk is contradictory. From the diuk, from the beginning of the Mishnah, it said b'shvil shetudach, only if it's going to dare to wash the ka'ara, meaning if it will be washing the wall, it's not b'chiyutan. So therefore, you see the wall is considered attached. The Sefer says if it's there nor not to protect the wall, that's not b'chiyutan. The diuk meaning if it's there to clean the wall, it is b'chiyutan. Because seemingly the wall is considered detached. So we have a machlokas tanoim whether this wall, whether the wall, which is something that was mechubar, which was talush, l'sof mechubar, is considered attached or not, legabe the din of hechsher mashkim. So Amar Rabbi Lazar Levin says, you're right, the stira in the Mishnah, mishish tavro, if to break it in two, mishish shanazo, lo shanazo, whoever said the ratio didn't say the sefer. It's a machlokas tanaim. The tana in the sefer holds that the kotel is considered talush. Therefore, if you have in mind to clean the wall, you have the chiyutan on that water. The ratio says that the wall is considered mechubar. Therefore, if you have in mind to clean the wall, it doesn't make a difference because the wall is in mechubar. The water that fell is not now going to be able to be used to be mashed or something else, like kabel tuma. Rav Papa Amar says no. Kula chad tanahu. It's all one tana. The difference is, what type of wall are we talking about? Ha b'kotel me'ara, v'ha b'kotel binyan. Are we talking about a wall that's sort of like in a cave, meaning it's a naturally created wall that was there from the day the world was created? So that is considered, that's considered attached. So if the water falls on that, even if you want the water to fall on that wall, it's not b'chiyutan, because it's considered mechubar. If the wall falls on the wall of my house, or the wall that I put up to protect my property, well, that is considered talush, because it's mechubar ulusov talush. So don't say it's a machlokas tanayim. You can say that it's pretty clear. Something that's mechubar, something that's talush, ulusov mechubar, is considered talush. Megabe hechsher kabel tuma. Because if you want the water to fall on the wall, and it does fall on the wall, if you want it on the wall, not to protect the wall, that means you don't want the water, you want to clean the wall, then that's considered water that's susceptible, that can now create tumma, because it fell on something that is talish. Even though it's attached to the ground now, something that was talish, the sof mechubar, would be considered talish.
If you want to clean the wall of a cave, it wouldn't...
No, because that's talish, because that's mechubar. It doesn't apply. Mechubar is a mission machim, it doesn't apply.
I don't understand the whole thing, because it's a two-step process away from the produce.
Forget the water itself. Now that water, can that water be do something?
Yeah, that's the water itself.
Yeah.
You're arguing about the walls themselves. The walls themselves does not do anything. It's the water that hits the wall that hits the produce.
Right.
Okay. The produce itself. Did you want those produce?
But that's what Rashi said. It doesn't matter.
That's the whole.
No, it's not. Rashi said. Rashi called the Mishnah Machshirim. As long as you wanted the water to begin with, and
I have my produce on the roof. I don't want them to get. I want them to get wet.
Right.
It doesn't go into. It goes into a gutter first. And right. Then it goes into. You're fine.
No, you're not.
If it hits the gutter first, then it goes on my clothes, you're gonna be fine.
No, if you wanted the water to fall there for a specific reason, the Mishnah Machshirim says, right, as we just read, that Tamid Kliyas Masechta Machshirim Kol Mashkir Shetchilas LeRatzon Afal Pishin Sofol LeRatzon Mashkir. That's the Mishnah. That's the rule. There are two ways that the water become hechsher lekabel tuma. I want it to fall on my produce, or I want the water for something else that's talush, and then it falls, and then my produce falls into it. That's still hechsher lekabel tuma.
Correct, because I want it to happen to the produce.
No, I want it to happen to the wall. That's the second din. That's the first Mishnah Machshirin. That's the whole point of Rashi.
I'm gonna grab the Mishnah.
Right? That's the whole point. Okay, so he says, v'hachik amar, this is what the Mishnah means. Hakofe ka'ara ala kosel b'shvil shetudach. You turn a bowl over on the wall in order to clean the bowl. Hareze b'chiyuta. Nothing to do with the produce. Now I want that water. If the produce then falls into that water, that even if I didn't want the produce to fall into it, that's still b'chiyuta, because you wanted the water for something. Hush b'shvil sheyuda chakotel einze b'chiyutan. But if you want to clean the wall, it's not considered b'chiyutan. B'medvar memori, when do we say this? B'kotel ma'ara. It's talking about a wall in a cave, which is mechubar me'ikaro. Ava b'kotel binyan, but the b'kotel of a building. Then b'shvil shelo yilke al kosel, if you don't want the water, so you put the bowl in there to protect the wall, so hu de'eino b'chiyutan, then it's not b'chiyutan, I never want the water. Ha b'shvil sheyuda chakotel, but if I want it to clean the wall, then I want the water initially, I want that water to be there. If the produce then falls into that water, it becomes susceptible to tuma, I raise it b'chiyutan. That's the case of b'chiyutan.
So, relevant if you want the...
Correct. There are two separate rules, the two separate dinim when it comes to hechsher kabel tuma. Let's read the Rashi again. L'inyan hechsher zroim t'nohi. Ihavi mechubar, ihavi talush. D'i achshavin l'gishonim l'biridoson. If you want the rain to fall, l'tzoruch shum davar, for any purpose, v'akrakof nafel peiros l'sochon, and then the peiros fell into that water. Afal p'shelo d'yadok ishuk shiros l'peiros. Even if you don't know that the peiros fell into that water, meaning he didn't want the peiros to fall in the water. Nevertheless, v'lo nichle b'hu hakfer. You don't even want it. Havi mukhsharin. They're mukhshar l'kabel tuma, because you wanted the water. Kidetitnan, as the Mishnah says, b'tchilas masechet mashirim,
Kol mashke shetchilas shel ratzon, any liquid that initially you wanted to fall there, af al pishin sofo l'ratzon, even though in the end you don't want it, I don't want the parents to fall in there, nevertheless it's machshir. That only applies if it fell onto something that is tullish, not if something is at mechuber. Okay, next. Boy Rava. Rava asked the following question. Tullish v'sof chivro li'in shchita mai. When it comes to shchita, something that was tullish and then attached, what's the halacha? Right, so he said when it came to Avodah Zarah, he said for sure it's considered tullish. When it comes to extra Zrayim, he said it was machlokas tanayim, or you have to re-explain the Mishnayos. When it comes to shchita, something that was detached and then attached, what's the halacha? Can you use that? Tosas, what are you talking about? We just spent the whole daf discussing that. So machlokas Rabbi Rabbi Kriya. It says tema makami poile ha-signal el in yesterday's daf dila Rebbe, something that was tullish was so chibro. Rebbe says b'dievet it's kosher, and Rabbi Chiya said it's kosher na'am l'chatila. So the Gemara then says, well, maybe the ilo yodo hanu brisos, Rav's going to quote a bunch of brisos, maybe he didn't know those brisos that we quoted. It's possible. The Tosfos says a few times throughout Shas that to say an Amora didn't know a Mishnah, can't say. To say an Amora didn't know a brisa or Tosefta, that you could say. So the ilo yodo hanu brisos mikomakom akarkach yesh lochidu masisin. He said, well, you still prove it for our Mishnah. So he definitely knows the Mishnah. So Tosfos says, v'yesh lomer daliba de Rebbe boyle. We're only asking the question according to Rebbe, right? Rebbe said that mechubar for sure was no good, right? Maybe if you reattach it, it's considered talush ukshera. He says there's no difference if it's reattached or it's always attached. Upsulo umasnis in the machshir, and our mishnah that's hechsher the eved is Rabbi Chiya, and our mishnah goes like Rabbi Chiya. We're asking about Rabbi. Rabbi says for sure everyone says that mechubar is no good. What if you reattach it? Is that considered good? According to Rabbi Chiya, based on the mishnah, it's clear that it's kosher for the eved. But we're asking about Rabbi. So Tashma, so we bring a brisa. We brought this brisa yesterday as well. Hayatsur yotzim in a kosel, if you had this like sort of sharp rock, right, a flintstone or something that's coming out of the wall, oshaya kana olam e'elav, or you had some sort of reed that's coming growing by itself, v'shachat bo, and you shepted it, shkitasol psula, right, it's the shkita's pasul. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, if there's sur coming out of the wall, it seems to be something that was detached and then reattached onto the wall. He says, no, hachav ma'askin v'kol til ma'ara. It's talking about a kotel, it's talking about the wall of a cave. I mean, so it's a natural formation that happened. So that's not considered something that was detached and reattached. It was always attached. And Dekanami, you can prove that to Katani, because it says it in the same sentence as the reed, which is growing by itself. Right? Dekatani dumya dekana olameilav. The first case of the Mishnah is talking about the rock coming out of the wall. It's similar, it's parallel to the case of the reed growing by itself. Both are natural, done by itself, shmamina, so you can't prove from that brisa, because that brisa is not talking about something that was detached and reattached, it's talking about something that was always attached.
So it's unlike Avodah Zarah,
yes, they're different rules. Right. They're different rules. Right, Avodah Zarah, he said, for sure, something that is detached and then reattached is considered, it's considered
no,
detached.
But the kana would be considered not be considered mechubar by Avodah Zarah.
I don't know.
He said only the mountain, not a kana.
Right, I said, I don't know about the trees. Okay. So Tashma, Noit Saki Mikoto Vashakatba. So here you took a knife, you placed it, you dug it into the wall, you attached it to the wall, and you shefted it. It's kshera. So that's something that was detached and now attached. So you see clear that it's kosher. Or it says, no, a knife is different. Shani sakin diloma vatile, that you're not going to vatil the knife into the wall. So it still maintains its individual status. Right? Rashi says Okay. The idea is that it's a new rule we're throwing in, sort of. That, yeah, when you take something that's detached and attach it to the wall, the only way it can theoretically be considered mechubar is if a mevatel and say it's going to stay there forever. But a knife that's being used by the shochet, you're eventually going to want to take it out. So you never mevatel it to the place, so it can't be considered attached. So it doesn't answer our question. Because our question was something that's detached and attached. This is not considered attached. It's still considered detached. So Tashma, the Gemara brings, wait a second, what about from the beginning of that brisa? It says, "B'mechubar lekarka shchitaso ksheira." We said that something that's mechubar to the karka, it's kosher. And we said that, was it mechubar lekarka? It means it talks about something that was detached and attached. And the brisa says that it's kosher. I'm sure it goes on here. So he says, Dilma Perusha Kamafarishle. Maybe the Resha is not a din by itself. Rather, it is explaining. My Mechubar, what's considered Mechubar that is Shchitasol Kshera, that is considered a knife, the sucking, the Lomavatale. So when that Brisa says, Mechubar Lekarka, it's talking about, the Sefer is explaining it, which is talking about a knife. And a knife is something that even though you reattach it, it's not going to be considered Mechubar because it's not Mavatel. So I guess the answer is left unanswered.
The
That's what the Gemara says. It's not, you're not mevatel it there. You don't want it to stay there forever. So it's the Gemara says the knife is different.
Okay.
Okay. So he had three questions. One, we said he knew for sure, right? That was when it came to the Avodah Zarah. One, he said was a machlokas tanayim when it came to Heksher Zrayim. And the one he doesn't have an answer over here is, at least according to Tostos, when it comes to something that was detached and then reattached, is that something that can make the shchita kasher? Okay. Amar Mar, learned Braisa, night sakem bakaltel. You stuck the knife into the wall, v'shachat ba, and you use it to shecht, shchitasa k'sheva. It's kasher, again, no question of mechubar, it's considered detached. Amar Rav Anan Amar Shmuel, Rav Anan says the name of Shmuel, lo shanu ela shasakin lamala v'tsavar behema lamata. We only say if the knife is above and you bring the animal's neck to the knife up, you bring it up, because then, if that's kasher, aval sakin lamata, if the knife is below and you basically drop the animal's neck onto the knife, you bring it down, then we say it's not kosher. Kaishinan shema yidros. We could say that this is too, it's going to kill because of the pushing, because of the pressure. Then there has to be a slicing motion. And if you're pulling it down, the concern is that you didn't slice it on the way down, that you just pushed it completely down, and therefore it would be possible. Right, Rashi says kaishinan shema yidros mitoch shatzavra machbid al asakin, because the neck is going to be heavy on the knife and pushed down. The Gemara says, wait a second, Mahakatani, the Brisa says, right, we just said yesterday, Bein Shasakin Lamata V'Tzavah L'Behem Lamala, Bein Shasakin Lamala V'Tzavah L'Behem Lamata. It makes no difference which way you're going. It's going to be, it's kosher. So Amar Rav Zvid, okay, let's start in Katani. I mean, the Brisa is talking about two different things. I'm not exactly sure how to read it. He says, basically, Sakin Lamata V'Tzavah L'Behem Lamala, right, then B'Sakin Tolosh. Sakin Lamala Bitsavar behema lemata bimachubar. What does that mean? He says that the brisa in the beginning, if we look at Rashi, I guess, hadikatani. He says futzadikatani. The har reisha the brisa, the reisha the brisa, the tana talush umachubar, kidikatani b'chol shochim talush mochar kihadus b'sim b'seifa. I'm not sure how to read it. He seems to be saying that that the seifa that says that makes no difference whether the knife is above or the knife is below. That's only talking about one side. That's only talking about if the knife is talish, right. It doesn't matter if you shech this way with a talish knife or you shech this way with a talish knife. As long as the knife is detached, it doesn't matter up or down. But when the knife is attached, not halachically attached, because we said a knife is not considered halachically attached, it doesn't matter if the knife is physically attached to the wall, then it's only kosher if you bring the animal up. But if you bring the animal down, then it's possible. And Rav Papa Amar no, the Ofa de Kolio. The Brisa is talking about whether it's Tolosh, when it's Mechubar. The Brisa that says you're allowed to Shecht, even if you're pushing the animal down, that's talking about a bird, which is light. So it's not going to be too heavy. You're not concerned that you're going to drop it down the knife. You'll be able to control the weight and do the Shrita appropriately. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Yitzhak, Va'amri Lav Masnisa Tana, Chamisha Dvarim Ne'emru Bikrumish Shel Kana. There are five halachas. I think that's talking about a rock or a reed?
Reed.
A reed. What? He says a reed?
He says here. Stem of the reed.
Sela. Okay. The stem of the reed. And all of them are because we're afraid of like nicks in it. Like these little nicks. Number one, ain't shochin ba. You don't shecht it because maybe there are these nicks and the nicks will pull the simon and won't be shrita. The ain't molin ba. We don't do mila with them because that's sakana. The ain't mechatlin ba basar. You don't use it to chop up meat. Maybe the thorns will come off into it, and you'll eat it. It's sakana. They mechatz chatzitzin ba shinayim. You don't use it to wipe yourself after you defecate because of the thorns.
The teeth.
You don't use them as toothpicks.
You don't use them as toothpicks. And the last one was Amy Conklin, but you don't use them to wipe yourself because that become that's dangerous. So the Gemara then says, wait a second, ain't shokhtin ball, you can't shecht it. But Tanya, the Brisa said yesterday, b'chol shokhtin, b'im b'tsur, b'im b'skuskis, b'im b'kromi shalkana. What are you talking about? The Gemara says, no, Amar Papa, the Brisa that allows you to use this reed is talking about b'simona da agma. Because it's a specific type of reed that's grown in a specific place that is very dry and sharp and there aren't any of these thorns or splinters on it. It's only a specific type. Okay. Then the bright Mishnah also said, we just said, we don't use these reeds to chop, to cut, to slice the meat, because we're concerned about the thorns getting in there. He would use it to cut up, I guess, the insides of the fish, because they're ziggy. I guess they are sort of translucent. You can see what's inside. You won't get lost. Rabba bar Rav Huna mechatech ba'ofa derachich. He would cut up birds with it because the birds are soft, and they were soft enough that there was no concern that the splinters would come off the reeds. So just mamish meat. The emik kanchim ba, right? You can't use it to wipe yourself. Mara says, wait a second. There's another reason why you can't do that. Tepuk lei mishum the amamar, because we know hamekanech, if you're using the bathroom to wipe yourself, but davar shor shel letzes bo, you use something that can that's flammable, I guess. Shinov nostros, you're going to have problems. Amara papa kinuach pi make karminan. When we say that you cannot be mekanech the in our brayso, we're saying you can't be mekanech the use something to wipe. It's not necessarily talking about wiping it to the bathroom. That we already know you can't from the other rule. Here's something about you can't even use it to wipe a wound. I guess because maybe the thorns are going to go into the wound. That won't be good for the healing process. If you can keep, I guess, or reopen the wound. I don't know. I guess.
Use that muscle? Well, use rings. So you can't just become
the what?
Maybe it should start.
No, but he said not to. But maybe, but the one that, the, maybe the Simon de Agua you can use.
Get rid of the scalpel.
Right. Hakol shochtim ul olam shochtim. Right, so the Gemara said, the Mishnah had mentioned that you shecht everything. What does it mean you shecht everything? Hakol shokht, it means hakol b'shchita filu ba'uf. Every animal has to be shechted except for fish. Even birds, because birds is chiddush, because it's not ever mentioned in the Torah, you shecht birds. Ula'olam shokhtim, and you always have to shecht. But what does that mean, always, forever you have to shecht? Mantana. Who is the Tana who holds that the Mishnah had to teach us that la'olam, it's mut forever, it's mutter for a Jew to shecht and eat. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Rabbi Shmuel, it's Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya, learned in the Brisa. The Torah says, right, I think it's in Parsha Rei, Ki yarchiv Hashem lekecha es gvulecha kasher diber lach, when Hashem expands your borders, and then you want to eat, v'amarta achla basar. Why? The Pasuk continues, ki kave nashecha, because you desire meat, lecha basar, and you're too far from the base of Migdash. So the Pasuk says, l'chol avas nashecha tocha basar. You can eat. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Lo ba kasev el lahatilhem basar taiva. The whole pasuk is coming to teach you that you're allowed to eat basar chulin. You're allowed to eat meat, even though you're not going to be in the base of Migdash after you go to Eretz Yisrael. Shebetchila, when the Mishkan was in the Midbar, netzer lahem basar taiva. You weren't allowed to eat meat outside of Kachim.
Only the
man. What's the meat?
Yeah. Only the man you can have. Only
well, you could have meat, right? Mishenichlasu aretz. Right, when they came into the land, hutalem then basatava became mutter to them. Now achshav shagalu, and now that we go into galus, maybe it was only mutter for us when we were in Eretz Yisrael. Right, achshav shagalu went to galus, yochel actually sooner rishon. Maybe it should go back to the original iser. Therefore, the kachshanino, that's why the Mishnah says no. La'olam shotim, you can always once it was mutter, it becomes it's mutter. Right. Rashi says, 1, 2, 3, 4. No, we did it fine. Okay. We basically read Rashi again. Okay. So, Maskifla, Rav Yosef. So, Rav Yosef asks, he's asking, I guess, on Rabba. Rabba said that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Shmuel. So, Rav Yosef asks, Ha, if that's the case, La'olam Shokotin, the Mishnah should then say, La'olam Shokotin, V'ochlin Mibayle. You're missing the key point. The key point is that you're allowed to eat it. So, it says, La'olam, according to what you're saying, that's Rabbi Shmuel, it should say, La'olam Shokotin, V'ochlin. So he says, va'od, and more so, meikara maitami itzar. What was the initial reason why it was usher to have the meat, according to Rabbi Shmuel, in the midbar? Mishum dahavi makribi lemishkan, because they were so close to the mishkan, they were right there. There was no point. There was no reason why not. You just go to the mishkan. Ulvasof, what was the reason why it was mutter? Ulvasof maitami itzar. Why become mutter?
the Havu Mecharkim Mishkan, because you were distant from the Mishkan. Guy up in Dan, up north, was too far away from the Mishkan. The Kol Shekein Hashu the Irchu Lutvei, so Kol Shekein now where we're even more distant, because we don't even have the Beis HaMikdash at all. Of course, Kol Shekein, the reason to matter us still exists, so why would you have me to say no? So Ella Amar of Yosef, Yosef says no, our Mishnah goes according, which says La'olim Shoflin goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya, Rabbi Kiva says, Ki Yirchuk Mimcha HaMokha Masha Yitchar Shemakech L'Shum Shemosham, V'Zavachtim Bikarcha Mitzonka. Rabbi Kiva Omer Loba Kosov Ella Esolahem Basa Nechira. It used to be that you can just kill the animal and eat it. Now that we come to Eretz Yisrael, the Torah is telling us that the only way to eat the animal is to do shechita. Shemitchila hutel hem basar nechira. Originally, we were allowed to have basar nechira. Mishen lipnas ularet nesol hem basar nechira. Then it became usher to have basar nechira. The achshav shegalu. So now that we went, to galus, yachos yachzul atayim rishon. Maybe go back to our original thing, and we just shoot the animal and we can eat it, right? Lakachshanino laolam shochtim. That's why it says laolam shochtim. And no, once you have the requirement to do shkita, we retain that requirement even after we left Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.